They had met mods coming down from Yorkshire and Grimsby, south from the Fens and Peterborough, coasting in on a mixture of India rubber and rhythm and blues, chrome horses and diplomats. Their two scooters formed part of a chrome cavalcade by the time they turned left at the clock tower and filed along the prom past the Jolly Fisherman's pub and the rows of cafes and guest houses. They cruised around the town, which looked on with a sense of outrage, tinged with trepidation as to how the weekend would unfold with its acquisition of this temporary, khaki-clad population. There was already a noticeable police presence. The three of them eventually peeled off from the convoy and parked the bikes in a yard formed by the backs of three buildings just off Lumley Road. They stashed their parkas. Why spend a fortune on clothes only to conceal them from view with army surplus? Milt tilted his head to the sky. His sunglasses were coated in a film of road dust. "Like the lady says," he said, sniffing the air, "the weekend starts here." Yeah, sea breezes, windy beaches, moving dunes. Skegness always brought Andy's submerged romantic streak to the surface. So maybe it wasn't Surf City, but it was good enough. The weekend stretched out before them, as eventful as they wanted to make it. "I'm starving," Don said. "Let's go to the brief." "I need some pills," Milt added. "If I can remember this weekend on Tuesday, it'll have been a drag."